Gotta relax.
This is Earth Radio. And now here's
the captain.
I like it.
I just wanted to tell you, in case no one has told you lately, I love you.
Whoa, wait. I'm sorry. That's my old intro for the CJ Morgan Show, which is
canceled.
No more.
Canceled.
No, they didn't cancel it.
It's canceled, dude. It's terrible. It was a terrible show. It's done.
You're hearing the voice of comedian Matt Bearden, a former enemy of mine across the hall.
That's right.
My show kicked his ass so hard that they're like, dude, we're sorry. We're going to cancel your show, and we're going to team you up with CJ so he can teach you how to do radio, and then
Weird.
Maybe
that doesn't make any sense logically.
That's literally what happened.
They brought me over here to save your show?
No.
I did so well over there. They were like, hey, look, we need your help over here.
You did so well over there that you got canceled.
They didn't cancel me. What happened was they said, look, the chairs need a little relief in the other room. We need to put someone lighter in one of them. And they brought me over here.
Fat jokes. Is that what you do across
right off the beginning?
Okay.
Right off the beginning.
Well, thanks a lot. Anyhow, I'm CJ Morgan. This is Matt Bearden.
Hello, 101X.
We've got a brand new show called Matt and CJ. Very creative name, which maybe we'll take some input from you on something for that. And it's been a hell of a week. We were supposed to start a week ago.
Yeah.
We're a little late.
Yeah, we are?
Yeah.
We are. We're a little late.
Yes.
Don't really want to call you out on that, but okay, if you want to do that to be like, oh, hey, we're team members, sure, we're a little late.
So it's all my
fault. I've been here literally for a week, sitting here waiting to start a show. You went to, I don't know, you went to water parks or something? I don't know where you've been.
So you're just saying that I pulled the Jason Dick and took an extended week vacation?
Dude, really? First break the new show, you're going to take a shot at Jason?
I'm going to trash the boss right away? No. Well, I mean, here's the deal. That guy's got unlimited vacation. He just disappears forever, and I don't think that there's some kind of actual checks and balances there, so I want to be the big shot hot dog.
I hear you.
So I want to do the same thing, so I decided I'm going to take last week off.
Okay. I see how it is.
Anyhow, last week was not fun, and I didn't take it off in entertainment at all. As a matter of fact, we delayed the show an entire week. It wasn't on purpose.
Yep.
It was a horrible, terrible ordeal, and I think we're going to have to come back and kind of explain why that happened, right?
Yeah, I'm happy to do that. I think we should delve into why you're not a good employee or a good friend or a good co-host. Sound good?
101X. Here's more Matt and CJ.
I've had a lot of interesting first days of work, maybe first days of school, right?
Yeah.
But last week, most interesting. Most interesting.
Oh, how so?
Well, I came in here to start a brand new show with a co-host. By the way, you listen to the brand new Matt and CJ. I just want to make sure that you get that tattooed, written down. It is not CJ and Matt. It is Matt and CJ.
Yeah, on radio we go reverse alphabetical. It's not like you're the alpha male or anything like that. It's just traditional radio.
Oh, it's not because you're the real fat guy and you got to go to the end?
Oh, goddamn.
Here's the deal. Hey, please don't curse in front of me.
Okay.
I came in here last week, and the reason I'm teasing you about your weight is I came in here, and you were lying down. No, don't turn me off in the middle of me talking.
I meant to turn me off because I got a cough.
If you need to turn you off, just look in the mirror.
Okay.
I looked down on the floor. You were hunched down on the floor. I have a picture of you. You look like one of those silverback apes that is, you know what I'm talking about? Let's get ready to throw poo at you.
Yeah.
And you were like,
I was in pain.
I know, but why would
and you started videotaping me?
Well, I did do that. I have to admit to that.
Thanks, ass.
Oh, you know what? We haven't even posted that yet.
Should we do that?
I really have to.
God damn,
you know what's really weird, though, is I feel like all I'm doing, I've become a one-trick pony. I've just been busting your balls about your weight for like 7 straight days.
Yeah, and it finally busted my spine, so it works out.
You were in here, and you were like, I could tell you were hurt, because at first I thought, oh, he's
hamming it up.
And then
first day nerves.
Right. And then as the more I made fun of you, started going, and I was just like, oh, he's making, like, no dude would make that noise in front of another dude unless there was actually a serious issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, so you said, hey, take me to the ER. I tried to take you to an actual ER.
Yeah, you suggested St. David's.
Because I'm a grown-up.
Yeah.
I'm a grown-up.
Well,
you have insurance. I don't understand this idea of I have insurance, but I don't want to use it, even though I pay for it monthly.
Well, in my head, when I think of like ER, if I go to the hospital, it's going to be a whole thing. They have COVID beds where I can't get in. So I was like, oh, I'll go to one of those fast track ERs. There's one really close by.
Doc in the Box.
Yeah. And then I'm like, why would I not do that? Because I don't want to clog up an actual emergency room.
I kind of get your point, but the issue we're having, you weren't running a mild fever.
No.
You didn't. Also, St. David's, I went there for a really strange neurological headache thing.
Yeah.
and they ended up giving me ketamine. So I am a huge, huge fan of the St. David's over there on 32nd Street. By the way, shout out to the entire staff. They gave me a bunch of pain meds one time. And then they said they could look at my heart rate. And they're like, your heart rate's not coming down. Your blood pressure isn't coming down. I think they realized that it wasn't their doctor shopping or looking to try to get opioids or whatever.
Yeah.
And then eventually a guy goes, I'm going to put this up your nose. I need you to breathe in. And I thought he was trying to waterboard me. Like, it was like he was shooting liquid up my nose. Yeah. And I was choking. I was like, this is terrible.
This is horrible. What are you doing to me?
Yeah. And then he goes, I go, what was that? And he goes, it was ketamine. I was like, ketamine? Like the ketamine? World famous
Special
ketamine?
K, bro.
And he goes, yeah. And he goes, do you need anything else? And I said, well, is it cool if I put in my headphones? And here's where I love this nurse. He goes, hey, bro, it's your trip. You do what you want. It was so nice. And I could look out of my ER room straight across the hall and I could see a cop sitting there. And I was like, you can't do anything, dude.
It's illegal.
You can't do anything, dude. Man. It's just me doing some ketamine in here.
That was not my experience at all.
At all.
And let me just say, I was not, what happened is I was writhing in spinal pain.
Right.
I could not walk. I could barely move. And so we find a doc in the box. You help me into your truck,
dude,
which is about 20 years old, and you drive over every speed bump like a maniac.
I was trying to get you to the ER.
Okay, thank you. That helps. So we're on our way.
What, am I supposed to grandpa it over there?
Yeah, dude, when you have someone in your vehicle that's in spinal pain.
Be a man.
Okay. So we're heading over there.
Okay, yeah.
We get there. I can barely stand. I can barely walk. I'm filling out the forms.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes apparent to me as soon as I walk in that this place was probably not the best choice.
It's a great place to go if you need a urinalysis in order to get a job. Because there was a huge line of people saying, I'm here for...
Ahead of me.
I'm here for a urinalysis. I'm here to have, I don't know, a finger in my pee hole. Whatever they needed before. It was all people trying to seek employment. And there's a huge line.
And then you have me with a spinal injury. Barely able to move, by the way.
You were moving fine.
Okay.
You were like, you refused to sit down.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't sit down. It hurt too bad. I could not sit. I also couldn't stand. The only thing I could do was like kind of hunch over.
And the worst part was they were playing some HGTV show. And when I say worst part, it's because it was a terrible show. But I got into it, unfortunately. And I was just like, I don't want to watch this. But also, I have to see what happens with this HGTV. What happens to the reveal? And you didn't want to sit.
I couldn't.
I sat. But you stood at a chair. They made it everybody. They have all the chairs separated by 6 feet for COVID. Nobody's wearing masks. Everyone's coughing on each other. What does it matter what we're doing here? And you just, I could tell you were, and I felt bad because I kept trying to like make jokes with you to try to get your brain off of it. But work kept calling. The station called. They were like, hey, what?
Where are you?
Aren't you guys doing a show? And I'm like, we're at an ER. And you pulled the smoothest move I've ever seen in my entire life to get out of the waiting room.
Oh, yeah.
You got yourself right back into that.
Oh, yeah.
That silverback eight position. And
2 hour wait.
And you start going, ugh. And they go, get him in there.
101X, Matt and CJ.
I found the perfect way to get right into the emergency room.
It's
so
a good hack.
I don't know if you've ever had to go to an ER or a doc in the box or something like that, but last week we were supposed to start the Matt and CJ show. Didn't happen because I was having some pretty bad spinal stuff.
Yeah.
You take me to the ER.
Right.
There's like a 2 hour wait. And it's not because this is an actual proper doctor's office. I mean, it is. They have a doctor there. They have nurses there. But this is pretty much a drug test place and a work pre-screening.
Yeah, dude.
And
I don't want to use their name because, you know, everybody, the world's different because everybody's short-staffed. I get it. But you keep saying it's a 2 hour wait. They didn't tell us what the wait was going to be.
Well, remember that guy in front of me or like some dude kept getting up and asking and she said, and he was there. He was like, I was here before anyone was here. How much longer is it going to be?
Right.
And she goes, at least 2 hours, sir.
Right.
So he left.
Yeah, but did you see the other guy who kept getting up and asking about stuff?
No, I did not. I was only thinking about not hurting.
So your scam to get back was that you lay down on the floor and started going,
I had to. That was my shortcut. So as soon as I did that, I feel I'm maybe on the floor writhing for about 5 minutes in pain. You're outside because the bosses are like, what the hell? Matt and CJ's show was supposed to start today. Yes. Where are you guys? You're not on the radio. I feel a tap on my shoulder and I look up and it's the nurse. And he goes, hey, buddy, you all right? You can come back here with me. Takes me back there, puts me in the bed in a room, in an actual room, and then I hear at the nurse's station, like, yeah, we just had to get him out of there. It's not a good look to be one of those places and have some dude rolling around on the floor, so that's my hack.
I know, dude. And the best part, I came back in, and I was like, I'm looking for my buddy, and it was a different person, and because I was worried that something happened to you, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't know if you'd
died.
I didn't think you'd died, but I was worried, like, maybe you went to the bathroom, and, you know, I was gonna have to go in there and see your big bloated, naked penis body on the floor there, or whatever. This wasn't, no. Okay, and I go, I'm looking for my buddy. And they said, who is it? And I was like, his name is Casey? Because I mean, it was weird because they kept trying to ask me questions about you, and I was like, I don't know anything
about
this dude.
I don't know his real name, and how dare you say my birth name on the radio?
And I was like, hey, he's from, I'm from his work, and they're like, oh, workman's comp. And I'm like, no, he wasn't injured on the job. We don't do anything where you can get hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, I cut myself on the lip of a can from drinking my Sprite.
I got a cold sore from these microphones.
Yeah, we don't do real work.
No.
But I just said, I don't know, kind of big guy was moaning. And they go, oh, we took him back to the other room. And I go, okay. Like, they knew exactly who it was once I said
kind
that.
Kind of big guy? I'm not that big. I guess I'm...
You're six. I meant, because you're 6 foot.
Okay. Fair enough.
All the way around.
Yeah. In circumference.
Dude, the best part. I'm just waiting on you. I don't know how long you're going to be.
Yeah.
And I wanted to leave you alone. And we've known each other for 15 years, probably.
Yeah.
Okay? But we know each other the way a lot of people know each other at work. We hang out. We have drinks. We have dinner. Our wives know each other. But I don't know the intimate secrets that you have. So I also don't know, like, hey, how does he feel when he's in pain? Does he want to be left alone? Does he want me to tell him a story? Like, I don't know how to, so it's uncomfortable.
Do I want you to sit there and videotape me like you did?
That was fun, actually. But my best part is I'm watching this HGTV show called Good Bones or something, and they go find old houses and try to rehab them. And somehow I get really into it. And I start doing this thing where I'm like, maybe that's what I want to do one day. And this guy keeps getting up and crossing in front of the TV, and he keeps going and saying, do you know how much longer it's going to be? Do you know how much longer it's going to be? And they keep giving the same answer, which is, no, sir. No, sir. And then I started thinking, at first I thought, God, this guy's really annoying. He just needs to accept the fact that they don't know how long it's going to be, right?
Yeah.
And then I started thinking the same thing he was thinking, which is, hey, how long is this going to be? Because, look, if you're sick, that's fine. But you have a wife that can come get you from the ER, right?
Yeah.
I drove you there.
Yeah.
Can I clock out and go home? Like, am I supposed to sit with you and... what am I supposed to do? Jiggle it a little for you? I don't know what to do. And this kid keeps getting up and going, hey, do you know how long it's going to be? So finally he just goes, they said, well, what are you waiting for? And he goes, I'm trying to find out. What else do I have left to do? And I realize, oh, I'm eavesdropping. But they said, oh, you still have to do like something physical. And he goes, okay, but what about urine? And she goes, no, you already gave urine once, right? And he goes, yeah. And they go, well, no, then we have all the urine we need. And he goes, oh, okay.
So he passed his drug test.
Wait. He goes straight over to his phone, picks up a phone.
Okay.
I see him dial it, and he goes, yeah, now. And literally there was a car that was over in the fitness parking lot that was across the street. How about fitting these nuts? And the car drives right over, and I see it come from across the parking lot, pull right up. He goes over, sits in the front seat. I watch the two of them roll a J in the front seat.
Right there in front of the dock of the box.
Right in front of the dock of the box. And he starts lighting up. And I realize this guy has spent 30 days in a hole, not able to smoke some weed. He finally takes this urinalysis, is like, I'm good. Goes up. And once he realizes, hey, I'm good, just texts his buddy. And he's like, yeah, now. Make a break for it, now. And he just sat down and kept thinking, I wish they'd invite me. I wish they'd invite me. I just got to sit here.
Matt and CJ, 101X.
The question I have for you, CJ, you ever had sex on a table?
Actually, I have. Joe's Crab Shack.
Really?
Yeah, I'll tell you more later.
Was the table able to support you?
I wasn't fat back then, okay?
Wow.
These jokes are going to grow weary very quick.
No, I'm not tired of them.
Okay.
They feel great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm not going to grab the rope tie on them at all.
Doesn't feel great in here.
Really?
Inside me. But luckily, I have a few extra layers to kind of...
Is that how it works?
Help protect me.
I was going to say, yeah, I don't grow tired of them. Like, you know, like you with the sandwich. There is a hot actress who I'm still not very familiar with. I mean, she's very famous. I know that. Just haven't seen any of her movies. And on Instagram, she's like, oh my God, if I could tell you, this table has seen some... He has some stories from this Airbnb.
Okay.
Her name is Megan Fox.
Yeah, Transformers Megan Fox.
I mean, I know who she is.
Okay.
Like, I've never seen the Transformer
movies. She's dating Machine Gun Kelly.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Because she just wrote, if I could tell you, you know what I mean? And he wrote back, glad it's not our table anymore.
What?
Well, I'm not trying to be, like, I have a feeling that they're doing this for attention.
Yeah.
I have a theory that, I don't know, people that love attention do things for attention.
Yes.
I don't know how I came up with that theory. And I think it's going to be where they all wait for someone to ask, and then they'll be like, oh, we just had a crazy buffet. It was insane how much food we ate. But I still like to think of it because the photo, she's attractive.
Very. Yeah, she showed up at the VMAs yesterday in a nude outfit.
You watched the VMAs?
No, I didn't. But
really?
Isn't that what we're supposed to do in radio? We're supposed to be able to watch and retalk the pop culture things.
The VMAs?
I guess.
Is any look? Maybe the, what is the king of MTV going to come after us? Does anybody watch the VMAs anymore?
Obviously, I mean it was a huge deal last night. You had Conor McGregor tried to fight Machine Gun Kelly, threw a drink on him in front of Megan Fox.
Real?
Yes.
Now that's interesting.
And
that I'd watch.
See. But that was all before. That was when they were walking in. So who knows what happened?
Just out of the blue,
VMAs.
He just decided to throw a drink on. I can't call him Machine Gun Kelly.
Call him MGK. That's
it
what
just
we
feels
say.
Ridiculous.
See, Matt, over here on 101X, we're young and hip, so you call him MGK. All right.
Is it hip to? Come on, grow up.
Whatever, man. get off my lawn.
No, it's not even a get off my lawn thing. It's just Machine Gun Kelly. I mean,
come on.
What?
He's cool. He's hip. He's revitalizing pop punk right now.
Yeah.
Got Megan Fox in a new dress and apparently got her up on a table, too.
Machine appetite, CJ. Put it in my mouth. Okay, anyway, I feel bad. Megan Fox has been talked about forever.
Yeah.
Where did she come from?
The model farm where they get all their LA models.
But didn't she start
actresses?
On? Didn't she do like some teen shows and stuff like that? Like, 90210, all that stuff.
All I remember her from is the Transformers movie, right. And then they replaced her kind of unceremoniously. But Transformers movies were garbage, so I never really watched and paid attention to them all the way through.
Did they film one here in Austin?
I don't know.
They did. I think they filmed one of the Transformer movies, at least like the movie part, and then they go and they send it back to Hollywood, and then they draw the characters in later. But I believe they shot some of it here in Austin.
Well, more about getting railed on a table. That's what
says that, and I look at the table, and then it is kind of weird, though, because I feel like if I owned the Airbnb, I'd be like, is this good for me? Well, no, but why? How many? I mean, don't you think there are creeps out there with money? And if you're a creep with money, you don't want to eat off the table where you think that, well, Machine Gun Kelly
might have done this here.
Ate off a table?
Yeah.
Get it? It's a, huh?
Yeah. Sex puns. Is that what we're doing over here?
That's exactly what I just did.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if there's enough weird fans that will go and try to do that whole, we call it a Quimby sniff in the seat sort of thing afterwards. But if I own the place and someone was doing weird crap like that, I don't know, it'd make me uncomfortable because then suddenly you're only going to have weirdos that want to rent from you instead of like a normal customer base of a nice family coming through.
But that's the thing you learn about business. You don't deal with the customers you want. You deal with the customers you get.
Okay, fair enough. Just like the crappy listeners we're going to get after talking about this.
They're your listeners. I don't know. I'm just over here. I'm just going to say anything that's bad, I'm going to throw it on you. Sound good?
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay.
So the Airbnb, though, have they come out with any kind of statement? Is there...
No. How much research do you think I did on this?
No.
I saw
you
a picture
saw
of her.
You just saw sex on a table.
Exactly. I heard sex on table, and I was like, I did it at the UT library one time on a table.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Like, while things were open?
I mean, something was open. Sex puns!
Tons. 101X. Here's more Matt and CJ.
Oh, what a weekend it was in sports, starting with the Cowboys, and then, man, had some fun. Texas Longhorns on on the road against their old Southwest Conference rival, Arkansas. Absolutely all breaks. No gas, crapped the bed. Once again, another Longhorn season dead in the water right at the beginning.
I thought about you. I thought about you. I had a really stressful week.
Yes,
so I turned the game off after about a quarter or so because I just can't. I can't do that to myself anymore.
Yeah. Welcome to the SEC, Sark, or Longhorns. Yeah, great job.
But I thought about you. I mean, I love watching the UT games. Of course, I'm a graduate from the University of Texas at Austin. Proud of my time there. I still enjoy going to games. I get to still see some of my old college friends. And I thought about you because nobody loses their mind about a UT game more than you.
Oh, I know. I used to punch holes in walls, throw pint glasses across my garage.
And I'm guessing that's because I know when I graduate. When did you graduate from the University of Texas at Austin?
I actually went to Texas State and graduated.
I'm sorry, Texas what?
Texas State.
I'm sorry. It sounds like you're not saying University of Texas. It sounds like you're saying
I graduated
Texas.
From Texas State in about 07.
How did the Bobcats do against the Hogs?
Well, they won this week, so that's...
Well, at least you got a victory,
yeah,
then.
They're 1-1, yeah. So Texas State at least won.
I heard one of the graduates from your college got a job this week, so congratulations to the university as well.
Yay! You know what's funny about that is all the interns we have, so... We'll have interns at the radio station from Texas, from St. Edwards, and from Texas State. And all the ones from UT and St. Edwards go on to, like, bigger and better things. And all the ones from Texas State end up working here.
In radio?
Yeah.
I actually think the Texas State interns are our better interns. A lot of the UT interns are kind of... Sometimes they come from like really wealthy backgrounds.
Same with the St. Edwards kids. Yeah. They don't want to work for free. Yeah. They don't want to work for low pay. Whereas the Texas State kids are like, whoa, we gonna go to
ACOs
and get
free tacos.
Free beer.
Holy crap, free tacos.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like, yeah, guys, there's free tacos. And like,
yeah. This is great. Listen, man, I kind of got into UT when I was transferring and moving down here. So I've been a Longhorn fan my entire life. I grew up near Lubbock, where everyone's a Texas Tech fan, and you know how terrible Tech is.
I don't understand.
So I get upset about losses, especially when this is the biggest financial program in the country. You've had Penn State and USC absolutely lose their programs because of stuff that happened, and they're still right now doing better than Texas.
It's a rebuilding year. It's a rebuilding year.
Every year is a rebuilding year at Texas.
Yeah. You know what? They built the Moody Center, the brand new Moody Center. It's taken them 6 weeks and the thing's almost done.
Yeah.
We're pretty good at building over there. You notice I said we. Like I have anything to do with the program whatsoever. Yeah.
Well, anyway, and on a serious note, like, do you think this is a terrible loss to a team that was going to finish last in the SEC West? Or is the Longhorn season's done? Should I just jump off that bandwagon and go full on Bobcats?
I'm going to tell you something that's going to make you hate me as a sports fan.
Oh, that already
happened. I just watch a game, and I wanted a national championship. I got one. I got to watch it happen. It was an absolute blast. From then on out, all this is just gravy. And by the way, the gravy's been kind of cold and congealed over the last couple of years.
Yeah,
very heat that up a tiny bit.
Yeah, I do wish so. It doesn't taste so good for the biggest sports program in the world. Oh, well. Coming up, we'll have some way to take all the pain off your mind with the 420 report.
Yeah, bringing it over from the old Coyote Show. Thank you, by the way.
101X, Matt and CJ.
Can you smoke weed at night and still be productive the next day at work? It's your 420 report.
Smoke weed every day.
Yes, so luckily, Matt, we work in radio and don't get drug tested very often. Well, at all.
Yeah.
But a study asked if you can smoke weed at night and still be productive the next day at work, and with weed illegal in many states, it looked at the effects of smoking weed before, during, and after work hours. The study comes from San Diego State University and explored how weed affects people's behavior, their work ability, and of course, just how they act towards their coworkers.
Net.
And here are the shocking results.
Yeah, that's what I'm after, is the shocking results.
Weed after work is fine.
After work is fine.
After work is fine. It showed that right before or during it interferes with concentration.
Wow.
Ooh, big.
Thank you, science.
Affecting the ability to carry out tasks,
It also led to counterproductive behavior.
And are you high right now? You messed up your word, dude.
It also led to decreased ability to help others. Now, in comparison, though, because I'm a bit of a drinker myself, heavy drinking after work negatively affects all facets of...
You said facets.
God damn it, man. I do sound high. All facets of performance. It turns out hangovers are way worse the next day than the effects of smoking.
So they're actually encouraging you to get lit... Smoke up in the afternoon.
After work.
Yeah, but not during work.
I was in the service industry for, probably 6 years. And I don't think that most of the people I work with could function or wait tables without getting high. Which is just incredibly because you're thinking
of... You ever worked in a kitchen? Why would you want to work in a kitchen if you weren't high?
Oh, it's miserable.
Yeah.
But it's also a weird juxtaposition because you're around food all the time, so you're hungry. You're having to memorize orders, bring out people's stuff, and get their ranch. And it's just like there's so much going on. I don't know how you could do it as high as most of the people I used to have to work
with.
You
can't, and that's why service is the way service is in Austin. I'm not being a jerk. I worked in the service industry. But I also, that's one of the reasons I'm so patient when everything gets messed up, because I'm like, I know that my server is blazed.
Yeah. But and this job sucks.
It sucks. And you used to be able to live for, you could rent an apartment for $150 a month in this town. Now somebody's got to work triples just to still have 8 roommates. I'm fine with it. You can take your time, make my sandwich, whatever. I'm just glad you're here. I do want to say a shout out. First of all, thank you for letting me bring 420 Report over from Coyote.
Oh, yeah. Previous show. What was your last show?
Coyote.
It's dead now.
Yeah, that's funny.
Did you like the sound effect I made for you?
I don't think you thought it was supposed to be a whistle. I think you thought it was supposed to be a body hitting the ground. I saw you search flop, and you didn't expect it was going to be that.
No, I knew it was going to be a whistle. Well, that's what I laughed at, because it was just that. Yeah. So, rest in peace, Matt's old show, Coyote,
but
that used to be the
competition.
But
here's what I want to say. Huge thanks to the fans that I know are already coming over and listening. I collected a great group of really,
misfits.
Misfits, dirtbags, second placers, perennial second placers over there. The show itself was like perennial, 30th place. The listeners, here's what I love though. They sent us pizza.
We already got
and
food
wings,
for the 420 report.
And they sent us brownies.
Yeah, which
these
is
are my
perfect.
Listeners. They're not yours.
No,
listeners are way cooler than yours.
I never got free food, and I used to get so jealous and pissed at all the stuff going across the hall.
Guess what? But welcome to the free food team, CJ.
I love it. It's just maybe your show wouldn't have been canceled if you guys wouldn't have been smoking during the shift. That's what we just learned in the 420 report.
Matt and CJ. 101X.
Oh, wow. Our very first phone call on the show only took an hour. Caller, what's up?
CJ the DJ Man.
Yeah, man. Wagwan.
What's going on, Mr. Bearden?
My God, I don't know what's happening.
It's Donnie.
Oh, Jesus. Donnie, I thought you over on the other station.
Hey, I just wanted to call and say congratulations, boys. Y'all are sounding fine and fantastic.
Thank you, Donnie. Do me a favor and go stick your head in a toilet.
I already did that.
Of course you did.
What else is next?
Well, I think you should flush, Donnie, because you never called me on 101X until now, so piss off.
Can I just give you a warning? There's no way Donnie can flush because there's no water running to his trailer currently. I'm glad to hang up. I'm sorry.
I had to hang up on that.
My callers are not good people.
Not at all. And Donnie, turn off the damn TV whenever you're calling into the show.
Just like randomly playing stuff in the background or whatever.
Yeah. Some great listener. I'm listening to you guys right now and there's something else going on.
Literally listening to TV at the same time.
I remember that dude because I used to be on the same station as you across the hall back in the day, and he used to call me all the time. But when I moved over here, that's the first, he's a fan, quote unquote, but that's the first time he's ever called over to 101X.
Dude, because he's a dirt bag and I owned them. I owned all the dirt bags. So they now can come over here. I've given the permission. The coyotes are allowed to release pack. You can now listen over here. I don't know if you've ever seen any of those Twilight movies, but I control the coyotes in the city.
Yes.
That's just the way it goes.
Well, they say once you shoot a coyote, they go into hyperbreeding and there's even more of them. So now that Mama Coyote's been injured, They're going to start multiplying and rapidly taking over everywhere.
Look, you have the college-educated fan base.
No, I don't.
You have the fun, the people that are fun and cool or whatever.
Go to fun shows. Dance.
Right, right. My fan base is made up of everyone who's ever had to call a number for bail. That is my fan base, and I am proud of it, and I am happy. I am happy. I have, like I said, the also-rans, and they are my people, and I love them dearly.
Well, they've already endeared me to them because we got sent pizza for the very first time for me. I've never had listeners send food.
Really?
No.
Oh, on my previous show, listeners will send food. If they continue to listen, they'll send us food 2 or 3 times a week.
Is this just because they're trying to fatten me up to where I will be too big to fit in the door and then Coyote will just take over the show?
They actually know how the world works. You and I will eat a piece or two, and then our beloved Spenny will get to take
our
the
producer.
Rest home and actually get to eat this evening. The only way that Spencer eats is if you send food and we don't finish it.
When I started in radio, we talked about it earlier, how the Texas State kids all start working here. I started when I was still in school and literally survived off of gift cards that my boss would give me because I would come into the building, I wouldn't have anything to eat, Rosa that works the front desk, she'd be like, oh, mija, are you hungry? And give me her leftover. Everyone would give me their leftovers, and my boss
Look
at the
what's
time,
happened to
Sarah,
you.
God damn it. Well, now I've learned because of these hard times to store fat for later. That's what humans do.
Yeah,
but
that's good on you, actually.
We had a big account with Gaddy's Pizza, and probably had like hundreds of gift cards, and they were all for like $25, but we would give those away on air, and a lot of people aren't going to drive to Runberg and I-35 to pick up a $25 pizza gift card to Gaddy's. They're like, right. No, I'm not going to make that effort. So we had a ton of them, and I was broke and hadn't eaten in a day, and I was bitching about something, and my old boss was like, are you okay? And I was like, well, it's just, you know, we haven't eaten and I had to pay my tuition this month and blah, blah. And she goes, here, and hands me a stack of Gaddy's Pizza. And for close to a year straight, 2 days a week, my ex and I at the time, Amy, that's all we ate. And to make
just Gaddy's.
Just Gaddy's Pizza. And to make it even better, we were doing like a Coors Light contest where we were giving away 24 packs on air. Kind of the same thing. People were like, oh, I might drive up there, I might not. And all this beer we had to get rid of. So for a year or two of radio, I had Gaddy's Pizza and 24 packs of Coors Light sustaining me.
This may be one of the most American stories I've ever heard in my entire life. I'm very proud of you. Just sustained on pizza and light beer.
And light beer for damn close to a year or two. That's how I survived working in radio.
I will say that I don't know what it is that makes food taste so much better when it's free, but it tastes so much better when it's free.
Oh, damn straight it does.
Mm. 101X. Here's more Matt and CJ.
As we all know, the most important thing about radio is the internet. So this is your viral load. You like that little segment where we talk about what's happening in the viral sphere of the internet?
What do you mean? Do I like the segment or do I like the name?
You like the name.
I came up with the name.
I know. It's a good name.
Is it? I like that, but you using it made me question it.
Viral load with my radio voice, too.
I also just feel like the word load is loaded.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, it's better than the name of our show, Matt and CJ. Real creative one there.
I like the name. I'm first. I'm fine with it.
Oh, God damn it. So, what do you got for us for the viral load today?
The biggest viral story going today is that Bennifer has moved here. That being, of course, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lawrence.
Wait a minute. J-Lo, though, right?
Right.
And Ben are moving to Austin.
Yeah, are they not called Bennifer? I thought that was their name.
They are. Oh, Bennifer, sorry. I mean, God, what is it, 2001? We've got Afghanistan, Britney Spears getting engaged, and Bennifer are in the news. We've definitely time traveled.
Yeah, I don't know. People seem to go nuts. What's funny is that celebrities used to come here and people got really excited about it. I guess that is over for the city now.
Yeah, now it gets kind of annoying Rogan and Elon Musk and everyone else that invented comedy in Austin are suddenly here. Thanks for saving us.
I saw an article last week about a guy. I can't remember who it was. It was one of the guys was in Entourage that was just like, you know, I loved being ahead of the curve.
Yes.
And he's like, I got to Austin before it's been discovered. And I'm like, okay, sure. The rest of these 2 million people don't count.
What's his name? Vincent?
I don't know.
Chaser.
I don't,
yeah, yeah. Because he was like, I used to hang out in Williamsburg before Williamsburg was cool. Yeah, yeah, and it's like my mom knew all these cool spots. Whatever.
You know, I always try to see it from both sides. I know that a lot of times it's just that somebody's PR people are putting all this stuff out or whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, everyone's like, oh, they're moving to town. Where are they going to move? Oh, man. Because J-Lo used to have the song about I'm still Jenny from the Block.
Yes.
I want her to move to, like, I want her to find...
Tarrytown.
No. No. You mean Taytown?
Taytown. Oh, yeah. We got
to It's Bennifer, so everything has to be combined.
Fair enough.
So they couldn't live in Travis Heights. They'd have to live in Trites.
T-Heights.
T-Heights, whatever you want to do. But, no, I want them to live... I want them to find... There are no super sketch neighborhoods in Austin anymore, but I wouldn't mind if they moved, like, right over here off Runberg.
Oh, yeah.
And she was just like, I'm still Jenny from the Block. I'm living in literally the Booger Mountain Hotel that's right across I-35 from the station here.
I mean, you say that there's no super sketch neighborhoods because we work and I live in the Runberg communal district, whatever we want to call it. There were two shootings near Lamar and Runberg this weekend.
I have shootings in my neighborhood constantly.
Yeah.
I haven't been shot, so I really don't see them as being very sketch.
So it's okay.
Yeah, there's a thing that happens in Austin that if you want to live for under, I don't know, $2,500 a month, you're going to have to put up with an occasional... I have kids, and they will ask, and they'll say, were those gunshots? And I'm like... That's a car backfiring.
Yeah, fireworks,
it's
don't
a car
worry.
Backfiring. She's like, what was the scream afterwards? Cars scream sometimes, honey. Don't worry about it. Shut up and lay down on the floor.
So windows are cracking as bullets fly through.
Turn off the light, lay down on the floor the way mom and dad taught you.
That seems very weird to me because they're so East Coast, but why is Bennifer moving here?
She's filming a movie or he's filming a movie. One of the two.
Is it a temporary thing?
Yeah,
or
that, I think it's just temporary.
So they'll probably be at, like, in the W Hotel next to Adler or some crap like that. It's not like they're going to be here forever.
Yeah, I suppose so. I don't think any of us are going to be here forever.
Well, I just
I hate
meant,
to break
like,
it,
as
but you're
going
to die.
Coming here because there, no, I'm not. There was the thing where Robert Plant moved here. Do you remember that?
Oh, of course I do.
And then was driven away within a year because people would see him at Whole Foods and like follow him to his car and take pictures. And I think the same thing happened with Elijah Wood. But now it's just we have so many celebrities here that aren't like they claim Austin, but they really live in like a ranch in Bastrop or something like that.
There are some celebrities that have moved here that I've really enjoyed. Do you know who Sam Beam is? Goes under the moniker Iron and Wine.
The whiskey guy.
Iron and Wine.
Oh, yeah, but I thought he's always been here.
No, he lived here for a while, but it was fun because I would just see him shopping at Target.
Yeah.
And seeing Sam Beam get stuff
with
like...
with his hippie wife.
Stuff for his contacts or whatever, and I was just like, you're not as sad as you pretend to be. Bill Callahan, who's Smog, goes under the moniker Smog. So like a lot of alt band guys. And seeing... Anytime you see somebody who you've looked at from afar... And then you see them doing something complete. One of my favorite celebrity sightings ever. I've known the guy for a very long time, even since he worked on ACTV. But one time I saw Alex Jones eating at Luby's. And when you see Alex Jones eating a Luann platter, it is just discomforting. You don't know what to do. And it's just, I've got the government documents to prove that this is actually not a full half portion. This is only a portion of fish. I need a half portion of fish or it's not a true Luann platter. And it was just sort of enjoyable.
Alex Jones. God damn it.
101X. Matt and CJ.
You are an Irish goodbyer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, or Irish exit. Is that offensive? Irish goodbye?
We call it the Gary Weaver from someone that works here in this building. But yeah, I absolutely...
Growing up, I always called it Pink Panthering. I'm a Pink Panther.
Okay.
Just because, remember, he was a cat thief,
sneaky.
Right?
What are
they, yeah, sneak in, sneak out, right?
So explain what that is, though.
Well, throughout the world, they call it, some people call it the French leave, the Dutch goodbye, the Swedish exit. It's when you're at a party and you just leave and you don't say goodbye to anybody.
Yeah, I absolutely do that.
The thought is... Part of it that why they call it like well English and the English and Americans tend to call it an Irish goodbye. A more jovial thing is the Irish drink too much and then they just kind of fall asleep at the table and that's the Irish goodbye.
Yeah,
which is more what you do.
That's true.
But a sadder part is that when the actual potato famine happened, there wasn't social media, so sometimes families had to pack up without contacting other family members and they just were gone. They were just suddenly gone forever and nobody knew what happened to them.
Damn, okay, maybe we shouldn't call this the Irish goodbye.
Wait, I know.
Bring down the mood,
why
don't
you? Well,
nobody
knows exactly where it came from, but I was reading an article about, is it okay to Irish Goodbye. And
what do you think about that?
I'm going to put two notes on it. One, okay. I think it's perfectly fine to Irish Goodbye from my party, anybody's party. But you have to do it correctly.
Okay.
And the way to do it correctly is leave. Leave. Just go. Go. When someone comes up and talks to every single person at the party and lets them know, hi, I'm an Irish Goodbye. I'll see you later. I got my Irish Goodbye. That's not an, that you're saying goodbye. You don't know what you're doing. And now you're making the Irish look dumb. The Irish don't, there's no such thing as called the Irish punch, where a guy says to you, I'm getting ready to punch you right now. You know what I mean? They're called the Fighting Irish for a reason. They'll fight you.
Yeah.
You hear my point?
Oh, yeah.
Now, so I have zero problem with it, but I do think that we have lost the art of the Irish goodbye, which is actually just leaving.
See, that's what I try to do, because if you sit there and meander, you're going to get like, oh, come on, man, just one more. I mean, this is probably more my younger, drunker friends that get pissed whenever you leave. And it's like, oh, just have another drink or just one more. Yeah. Hang on.
Can't do it.
It takes ever to say goodbye to everyone in the house. So I like to just leave, but some people think it's rude. Maybe say goodbye to the host before you go. But
you could do that at the beginning of the night.
The host does kind of the same thing where they're like, oh, you're leaving already? And it's like, the whole thing is I need to get the hell out of here on the road because I want to leave for some reason, whether I'm anxious, whether I've had too much to drink, my Uber's here, whatever. I need to get out of here. And it's weird when people kind of sit there and just try to encourage you to stay. And so you feel shame for that. So that's why
Uber has been great. All the ride services have been great because a new thing you can do is just at the door, hold your phone up and go, my car,
I gotta go.
And then you just yell that and everyone seems to understand that that means like, oh, there's somebody waiting. He doesn't want to lose his ride. So you just can run out like that. But I am such a homebody and have been forever that I will just come to a party and immediately tell the host, thank you for having me. I'm going to let you know that I'm probably going to leave at some point without saying goodbye.
Yeah.
And I'm just setting that up. I have so much social anxiety that when I go to a party, my immediate first step is figuring out how I'm going to get out of there.
Until you have a few drinks and then you're like, all right, now I want
to
stay in.
I will admit to the fact that I can get lubed.
Yeah. You'll do something where you let people, I've seen you do this at parties and at comedy shows, you will get roped into a conversation headlock and you will sit and talk to one person and one person for like a very long, intense time. And every time, like, I'll see it, like, you'll kind of look to make your exit or you'll look to go, but you're too, I don't know if you're too scared to break away or you're just too nice, but I've seen you get wrapped up into some conversations that you clearly do not want to be in or that
she's
have gone
my
on
wife,
passive.
And I have to continue to talk to her.
Poor woman.
Yeah. Oh, did you want? You can. Come on.
Okay.
All right. All right. Yeah. No. Anyway, the Irish goodbye, I think, is a completely okay thing and should be allowed forever. But I do. I guess I don't know why I feel so creepy about the name Irish goodbye.
Well, yeah, you just explained it with the potato famine and all that sad sex
stuff.
Well,
that I just learned today when I was looking it up.
Okay.
There's no proof of that.
Yeah. Wikipedia. Who knows? As someone that's hosted a lot of parties, I do think it's kind of weird and rude sometimes when people, I'm like, oh, they left? They didn't even say bye. As a host, I feel like it's kind of insulting in a way if someone
why,
just,
though?
I don't
did
know.
Did you throw the party for their enjoyment?
Yes.
Then why do they need to say goodbye?
Because
to
it's my party and I'll cry if I want to, okay? God damn it. It's my party for me. It's my attention.
That's an issue that you need to work through.
And that's very true.
Matt and CJ. 101X.
Have you ever felt out of place on vacation? To where you're not even comfortable, you're not even having fun.
And it's the worst.
I'm going to tell you, I was supposed to be in Vegas this weekend.
Right.
And my Vegas vacations, because I have a friend, my sugar daddy Brad, that always gets sweets.
Yeah.
He gets limos to pick us up. He gets, like, he treats all of his friends to this stuff because he's one of those dudes with all the points. So when I go to Vegas, I cannot just stay in a room at the Luxor. I have to be in a suite, and I have to have a limo pick me up in the airport. So when I go on vacation, I don't feel out of place. I feel like a baller, and I feel
do
like
you
I
really?
Should. Yeah,
you don't feel like you're faking it. You don't feel like you don't feel like a rube.
I know I'm faking it, but that's the thing is, to everyone else, it's like, whoa, the limo's picking these dudes
up.
Yeah,
is that the thing, though, because Vegas is so fake it till you make it that it actually feels like
it
you're fitting
works.
In?
It works, yeah. So
I feel good about it, but you got a,
well,
a,
2 weeks
bit
ago.
Of a different experience.
Yeah, well, 2 weeks ago, my wife surprised me with a, you know, nobody's been able to do anything with COVID, right?
Not
every time you plan something,
year, yeah.
They close down a border or they shut down an air flight or they cancel this or you get a, you know, your Airbnb calls and says, I'm sorry, you can't come. And so my wife for Labor Day weekend just said, I hadn't taken any days away from the station in like 19 months.
Yeah.
And she said, I happened to get rid of the kids for the weekend and you and I are going to go. And celebrate. And I don't like really surprises, I don't think, because I'm picky. I'm really picky. Mm. Right? And if I'm going to spend some days or spend some dollars.
Also, let's be honest. Like, your wife and I are more alike, and we like going to Renaissance festivals. She likes going to Disneyland. She likes doing all the stuff that you hate.
Sure. Well, but she, you know what? I'm going to give her credit. She tried to put together something she thought I would thoroughly enjoy.
Oh, okay.
I like staying at some nicer hotels, and I like kind of doing nothing. Like, I'll just have a drink by the pool or whatever. Or I like to go to, you know, sometimes I have to go see, this is going to sound really dumb, but I like to go to, like, weird museums.
Yeah.
Weird. Not like just art museums, but like a weird museum where there's something, you know, like a museum where it's like, oh, it's just, these are all just miniature skulls.
Weren't y'all staying next to a museum that had a samurai display?
We were.
Yeah, she sent me a picture of that.
She
I was
really?
Like, oh, I want to go.
So she took me to Dallas, and she said, oh, she finally told me, hey, I got us a weekend at the Ritz Carlton.
Ooh, in D-Town.
In Dallas.
Yeah.
It's the only Ritz-Carlton in Texas, and it's considered to be the only, I believe, the only five-star hotel in all the state of Texas.
Damn.
And guess what? We are not Ritz-Carlton.
Oh, you're kidding me? With your trucker hat and your pearl snap shirt and boots?
My wife has got tattoos. I am a cheap, cheap bastard. My daily driver is a pickup truck that has 200,000 miles on it. I just can't get rid of it, right? We had a really nice, what I call a valet car. Do you know what a valet car is?
You take the kids around?
No, it's a car where you hand the keys to the valet. You don't feel embarrassed.
Oh,
it's a valet car. And but we don't have it anymore. Our valet car, somebody ran a red light and totaled it, and it's a little difficult to get cars right now. You know, the prices are a little more expensive. And I'm cheap, so I won't just go get one. Now, I have a very old Subaru that I pulled the engine out of and reworked the engine and remade.
Such a man.
I'm proud of it, right? But that's like a fishing car. It's a car you use to go to the coast, all-wheel drive, got some big tires on it. It's fun, whatever. But it's a
go
beater.
Go fur trapping in it.
It's a beater. My daughter, when she was younger, picked up a rock, and when she first learned to write her name, she wrote her name into the side of the car. I've never repainted it. It's just there with her name in it, right? So we're driving up to the hotel, and I'm always, you know, we'll pull up, and then like while I go check in, or I'll send my wife to check in, and then I'll go to the self-park. But it turns out when you go to the Ritz-Carlton, there is no self-park.
Yeah.
So like
it's only valet.
It's only valet.
Oh, God.
And when we pull up, dude, it is just Maybach, Bentley, Lamborghini, Ferrari. I mean, it's millions of dollars worth of cars.
Well, you also mentioned, like, when I talked about Vegas, fake it till you make it, but we call the Dallas thousand-year millionaires, where a lot of people in Dallas are that fake it till you make it. There's a lot of successful people there.
These people look successful, dude.
But, dude, it is... Now that I'm listening to you say this, I remember going to an SMU bar as an undergrad and completely learning why Dallas is Dallas. So,
oh yeah,
it's a different
beast altogether. But now
you pull up to the valet next to a Lambo.
Now here's the thing my wife did for me that was really nice. She put us on something called the Ritz-Carlton Club Floor, which it was almost like a fancy cruise ship. When you go to the club floor, you have to have a special card to get on that floor, and then there is a lounge on the floor, and there's all you want to drink, all you want to eat all throughout the day. So there's like a little machine. You put your cup up there and you hit it and 5 ounces of wine comes out or whatever, right?
Dude.
But now here's the thing.
Look at you. See, you
yeah, but you know my wife. You know my wife and I.
Yeah.
So I'm up there with like the ice bucket underneath the wine thing, pouring the wine into the ice buckets, and I'm like
shamefully getting your money's worth.
Well, I don't know what we're paying. She did a surprise for me, but I know that it's expensive, so I'm just like fill it up,
yeah,
fill her up. And so we are the rubes. We are the hayseeds that won the lottery and ended up for the weekend at the Ritz-Carlton.
Were you guys getting looks?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And then we
why are they here?
One guy started talking to me, and he was just like, oh, we were up there. We were at Falcon Crest or whatever. And both my wife and I looked at him.
Yeah,
and he goes, golf. And I go, yeah, I never played golf. And he goes, never played golf?
Well, what do you do?
I might as well have told him that I've never breathed air. Like, he just seemed so like, what are you talking about? We had a great weekend, right? Sat by the pool, but it was kind of weird because people would come by and we, like we do, my wife and I do anywhere, we made best friends with the staff, but with nobody that was there.
They're the only people that you can relate to because they're you.
But the whole time we were there, there was another family there that had kids around our age, and they were beautiful. The husband and wife were the two most beautiful people I've ever seen in my life. I mean, drop dead gorgeous, in perfect shape. And when we're leaving, my wife happens to have a car she really wants, and she goes, oh, of course. And they were getting into that exact kind of car. Oh. And it's a car that I know costs around $95,000, right? And my wife was just like, ugh. And I was like, I'm sorry, babe. I don't know that's ever going to be us, right?
I work in radio, honey, and you're a teacher.
And we're sitting there in the front of the Ritz-Carlton, and I had forgotten. I just completely forgotten what car we're in or anything. And all of a sudden, the valet comes pulling up. Well, my car, because the rotors are old, the first time you stop during the day... He comes pulling up, and the car, I kid you not, does this. He goes, as it pulls up, and I go, and the guy gets out, and he goes, your car? And I go, yeah, our car! Gotta own it!
101X. Here's more Matt and CJ.
So, Matt, I love playing stupid games, and I've invented a lot of ones. One of my favorites.
You just panicked because you thought you missed the break. Come on.
Who's in the box?
Let the audience know.
Yeah, behind the scenes, I wasn't paying attention and the song just ended. I was yammering to you about how great I am.
I know. But, you literally like, I think I'm doing okay. And then you're like, ah, I missed the break!
The play sound effects! So we're going to play one of my...
Do you not want me to take people behind the scenes, sir?
We can peel back the curtain a little bit, okay?
You think you're perfect, don't you?
God damn it, man.
Hey, I say that enough with the GDs. Enough with the GDs, young man.
It's become my crutch today.
Just
and
say
so
pee hole.
Ah, pee hole. Not say the Lord's name in vain
Can
anymore.
We get to what's in the box already?
Here's the deal. I have six boxes in front of me, which you can see. In every box is something, but in one box is an unspeakable horror known as the Prize Hawk. And the Prize Hawk's shiny golden beak is filled with a pair of tickets to see the Front Bottoms 928 at Stubbs. Here's what you got to do. Call 512-835-1015. You just got to guess which box the Prize Hawk is in. Simple enough, right?
Really? So it's like a guess between 1 and 6.
Guess between number 1 and 6.
Okay.
We open them up. We see what happens. And we'll do that here after a couple songs.
Sounds good.
All right, let's do
some surprising different. I came from a... like a classic rock station, and a first caller that had a tooth would win.
Yeah.
First caller with a tooth got to win.
And all you usually had over there was Steely Dan tickets.
101X, Matt and CJ.
Matt Bearden, are you ready for one of my terrible games?
I guess. I don't really have a choice.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. The hit game.
Who's in the box?
The name of the game is What's in the Box. We have six boxes in front of us, 1 through 6. Which one would you like to open?
Yeah, let me have 4.
This is not good radio.
Oh, that was just my conscience. Caller, what box do you want to open?
3.
Ooh, awkward. That's my personal stash. Boxes 3 and 4 have been opened. Caller, which one is the Prize Hawk in?
I hope the Prize Hawk is in box number 2.
Box number 2! Box number 2 is the Prize Hawk!
No way.
Yes. Guess what?
Hey, brother, this is the praise that pays is the Prize Hawk rocks, brother.
Hell yeah. Well, you are a winner, my friend, and I'm going to hook you up with a pair of tickets to see the Front Bottoms 928 at Stubbs. I'm going to put you on hold. Don't go anywhere.
All right.
Congrats to you.
What'd you think about that? Pretty spiffy game. It's really just an excuse to play sound effects.
Isn't your whole life... I mean, you remember where you subbed on my old show, Coyote, one time, and I had to leave to go to a doctor's office.
Yes.
A doctor's appointment. And all you did was play sound effects for like 5 straight minutes.
Yeah.
You think that's good?
Yeah, absolutely. I love sound
effects.
I think
that's that is a great contest, and I'm going to be honest as to why. It's a lesson that was taught to me by a friend, and the lesson is, life is, to do life correctly... minimum effort, maximum reward.
That's it.
And I noticed that you didn't like look up any trivia. You didn't write anything down.
Nope.
You basically put in that's the smallest amount of effort you could put into a contest.
Absolutely. Just,
you ask people,
pick
1 through 6. But I'm sorry to take people by. They're not even, the sound effects aren't even like in a 1 through 6 order. You just picked them off the board randomly.
Well, I mean, I have a little special page for it, but yes.
See, you got to be careful here, because what you're going to do is you're going to get some asshat that's going to be like, wait a minute, them sound effects ain't in order. I demand free stuff. You got to be careful on radio.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
No, tell them to come up here. I'll talk to them out front.
Eat my scrunch.
Here's the thing. If you think that do your listeners know about Rosa?
Oh, I think so. If you've ever won a prize from us, you have a Puerto Rican woman up front who does not put up with.
Exactly. She will. I would much rather have leopards and wild dogs thrown upon me than just a slightly agitated Rosa.
Absolutely.
So if anybody wants to take me on, I say, yeah, come up here, meet me, bang on the front door loudly.
As soon as
I start banging, she's going to be like, what is your problem?
Now, speaking of contests and fun stuff, unlike on Coyote...
You mean the incredible Coyote? By the way, shout out to all the Coyote listeners that are over here today. I'm sorry.
All three of you, thank you. On 101X, we actually have good concert tickets to give away to shows people actually want to go to. So every day this week and from here on out around this time, we're going to give stuff away. And since you said my game is minimal effort, maximum return, which it kind of is, I challenge you this week to come up with a better game.
Yeah, I have great games.
Okay, we'll see about that.
Super simple trivia. It's the best ever.
All right, we'll do that again. More Matt and CJ.
I'm not trying. I'm not putting effort into this.
Matt and CJ, 101X.
101. I'm sorry.
Don't talk over my skin.
I just talked over him. I apologize. Am I fired?
Probably.
What are you pointing at me? I don't know.
First show ever, and you already ruined it.
I didn't have my headphones plugged in. It is what I was going to say. 101X, Matt and CJ. Also joined right now by Spencer.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hey. Dude, you don't have to do the radio voice right now.
I wanted to.
Okay, fair enough.
Spencer's the master of the radio voice.
Absolutely.
Spencer was our amazing ones and twos producer over on Coyote. Yeah. And I'm pretty stoked that he's joining us over here. Plus, a cool thing is we're getting ready to kind of hand the whole show over today to Spencer. He's going to run it for a bit.
He's going to do an all-request magic happy hour, right?
I wish. Okay. No, I'm just going to chat. I'm just going to chat in between songs and keep the people informed.
I had fun today. Thanks for listening to our very first Matt and CJ show. Did you guys enjoy it?
I didn't.
Okay.
I mean, I liked the show. I didn't enjoy the company. I think that I don't really like the... See, it's good, isn't it? It's fun, Spencer, isn't it?
Sure. Yeah, sure.
You guys just come over here and make fun of CJ all day. Great idea for a program.
You're a punching bag.
That's fair.
Heavy bag.
Okay. We got a caller. Do you want to answer the phone before we get out of here?
Maybe.
This is risky, but let's see who's on the line. Caller!
Hi, CJ. It's Kathy.
Kathy!
Hi! I just had to say, your first show has been great, except there's way too much music. I want to hear you guys more.
Hey, we're the shock jocks that rock, Matt and CJ.
You're two of my favorite guys on the planet, and I think you're going to do really well. And I hope you feel better soon, CJ, but it's a long road ahead for you.
Yeah, I know spinal stuff is weird, but Kathy, if you've got anything that'll make me feel better, let me know.
Oh, I got all the tools you want.
I was talking a little more like company, but anyway, thank you, Kathy.
Well, hey.
Hi, Kathy.
Speaking of company, I'm staying out at a 6,000-square-foot mansion out in Rob Roy with a big pool.
Oh, just enough room for CJ to fit in there.
Right. So, you talk to Chewy if you want to come out. I'm here till next Saturday.
I think that's an invite, dude.
I know. Let's do it.
Yeah. It's a beautiful place out in Rob Roy.
Well, thank you, Kathy, and I appreciate you calling in and saying what's up.
Hey, Kathy, real quick,
I love you.
How much wine today?
Hey, I'm really having a good time out here.
Yeah, you sound lit, girl.
I enjoyed your 420 hour immensely.
She's high and drunk and wants to make out with you, CJ.
I love it. I love Kathy the cat lady. All right, thank you, darling.
All right, I love you guys. Have a good show tomorrow.
Well, we will have a good show. Do you think we're going to have a show tomorrow, or is this it?
This is it. This is it. Actually, will your spine be able to hold you up until tomorrow?
I don't know, man. We'll find out. But I do appreciate everyone hanging with the Matt and CJ show. Spinny, Matt, thank you so much for ruining what I had here on 101X.
Hey, remember to follow along on all the socials, Just Matt and CJ. That's Just Matt and CJ on all the socials. See you tomorrow.
Matt and CJ. Afternoons, 3 to 6, 101X.